far succeeding happen chance. So now that we are beyond coincidence, we need to learn to read a language of code, a language transcending mere mouth noise and is vastly considered abroad to be universal to all intelligent life forms. Math. A language spoken by crop circles displaying 4 and 5D theorems that didn't even exist at the time the designs showed up. But we're not ready for that conversation yet. When we put a triangle inside a circle, the apex points touch the ring at 19.5 degrees parallel. Render this into 3D, and we have a tetrahedron within a sphere, where again, the points make contact at 19.5. For whatever unknown reason, the very existence of this form causes there to be more energetic activity on the surface of the sphere around those apex points. A theory as to why involves hyperdimensional physics and vortex theory, but just not right now. We might not know why, but we can see the effect. The gigantic storm on Jupiter, known as the Big Red Spot, is on this parallel. Earth's biggest volcanoes emerge at parallel 19.5. Sunspots and solar flares most often emerge from the sun's parallel 19.5. There are examples everywhere. Ancient Earth people knew this math extremely well and made it clear by showcasing it in stone. Graham Hancock writes about it. The pyramids at Teotihuacan. The angle of the pyramid of the sun is set at 19.69 degrees, the exact latitude of the pyramid itself, which stands at 19.69 degrees north of the equator. It is therefore a self-referencing monument, which makes the use of geometry to tell us it knows where it is, i.e. that it knows its own latitude, just as the D&M pyramid does. What's more, the angle of the corresponding level of the pyramid of the moon, the fourth level, is set at exactly the T constant of 19.5 degrees, so favored in the overall design of Cydonia. We'll get in there. Such figures have suggested to some researchers that Teotihuacan may contain a message, perhaps identical to that of Cydonia, based on tetrahedral geometry and the pi, phi, e, and t constants. Teotihuacan is not the only object of such exotic suspicions. Okay, so the angle of slope on that particular pyramid is at 19.69 degrees, and the entire structure itself is home to the 19.69 degree parallel on Earth. It is a language of mathematics. It speaks. It says, I am here. This alone is an astonishing example of ancient knowledge. But why did he mention Mars? If you and I can't see each other because of a barrier between us, I'm gonna knock to let you know I am here. No matter the circumstances of our environment or plot to our stories, we will knock, even if only just to say to another conscious being, I am. I exist also, and I am here. So if I knock with a random pattern, there's no coherence, no meaning. It could be anything. If I knock with a consistent pattern, that doesn't really speak either. Might as well be a sequence of things falling off a shelf or whatever. But if I knock like this, you will immediately recognize this as a universal door knock pattern by a sentient being. And you might even open the door. Just enough for me to see that little chain that prevents invaders from pushing even slightly. That brings us to the ultimate wall between worlds, distance. Distance is a remorseless barrier that makes any sentient being feel utterly alone. A fleeting word, drum pattern, or a smoke signal all disappear in the wind. The only way to find common ground over spatial distance, and more importantly, time distance, is through a Rosetta Stone. a philosopher's stone of communion, a permanent megalith language that can last the test of time. And Cydonia is bringing those bars. Look at this. What's up? You seeing this shit? You'll see here the structures on Mars also know where they are and how to say hello. If you're having some troubles, it's all good. Let me get my big red arrow and full screen this bitch. The dual parallel 19.5 north-facing angles on the DNM pyramid are pointing to the face, and the adjacents of the 19.5 degree angles are pointing to the city of pyramids. And the culmination of all three together create their own ratio of 19.5 degrees as a total. All three speaking as one single triangle, a two-dimensional representation of why it exists there in the first place, as if to say, as above, so hello. I'm not gonna pretend that joke was good, but I'm also not gonna take it out.
I fucking love that.